Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Welcome to the Tudor Dixon podcast. I am excited about today because you all know that I talk about my faith quite a bit. In my faith, I've actually shared my faith journey on the podcast and how my faith has grown over time. And so I'm excited today because we get to talk to Alex Jones, who is the CEO and co-founder of Hallow. You may have heard of it. It is a Christian prayer and meditation app. I've seen a bunch of ads for it. I've seen all kinds of different people talking about it. And I am really excited to talk about this app. But in the midst of this time where we are talking about prayer and meditation, we are also still recovering from these horrible attacks over in Israel and obviously consistently seeing more attacks over in Israel. It's been 6 months since the brutal attack by Hamas on our brothers and sisters in Israel. And since then, the attacks have increased, with Iran and its proxies launching an attack of hundreds of drones and missiles. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground now and addressing all of the urgent needs. And that's why I'm actually partnering with IFCJ today. You guys can help because your life-saving donation can help provide security needs like placing bomb shelters in communities in Israel that need it the most. And when that siren goes off, you guys can't even understand this. People have 15 seconds or less to get to safety. IFCJ has helped renovate and install nearly 3,000 bomb shelters to date. This is so important. As Israel and her people live with the harsh reality of terror every day, your support will help address emergency security needs such as food and utility equipment for bomb shelters, flak jackets, and other essentials for the people of Israel. We're asking our listeners to give $50 or any amount to help provide life-saving aid. You guys, really, if you can do this, think about how much you're helping one of these families that so desperately needs it. All you have to do is visit supportifcj.org. That's one word. Go to supportifcj.org and give whatever you can to make sure you help our brothers and sisters over in Israel. And now I want to talk about prayer, because I think that's the perfect transition from what we're seeing in the world and all this chaos to bring in Alex. Alex, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So I was reading your story and I sort of love your story because I think it's the story of so many people right now, especially where you grew up Catholic and kind of fell away from faith and then got really into meditation and were like, something's missing here. So walk us through that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you gave a pretty good recap there, but yeah, so I grew up religious. My saint of a mother dragged me to church every Sunday, so against my will. But fell away from my faith. Would have considered myself agnostic or atheist for most of high school and college. And when I started working, I got really into meditation, and my mind first went to kind of secular meditation and Eastern meditation. I was about to go to India for a couple of weeks, but the apps Headspace and Calm, which are kind of secular meditation apps, had just launched. and they were quite a bit cheaper than the flight to India. So I gave them a try, and you know, I thought they were great. I thought there were like ways to learn this technique of meditation within the comfort of your own home. You felt like you had a personal guide. It was almost technology without technology. Like you press play and get your headphones in, but then you'd close your eyes and kind of be led through this meditation. But yeah, like you said, every time I would meditate, my mind kept feeling pulled towards something spiritual, praise God, something like an image of the cross or the name Jesus or something. And I thought that was very strange because I would have considered myself agnostic. So I started talking to priests, pastors, people I knew who took their faith more seriously. And I thought I had a really interesting question, which was, hey, is there any way there's some sort of intersection here between this meditation thing and this faith thing? And they all laughed at me and said, yeah, we've been doing it for 2,000 years. It's called prayer. You probably should have heard about it. And I was like, no, I know prayer. Prayer is the stuff like, you know, that I memorized as a kid or asking God for stuff. And, you know, I had tried those before, but they'd always just felt like I was talking to myself or just like journaling in my own head. Mm-hmm. And I started learning about this whole world of like what it means to listen to God, not just talk at God. And so this whole tradition of contemplative and meditative prayer and things that I'd never heard of before, dozens of like these really beautiful, really powerful techniques. One of them's called Lectio Divina, which is a way of meditating on scripture. And I randomly opened up a Bible, Googled how to do it, and opened to Matthew 6, which is where the disciples ask Jesus to teach them how to pray. And he gives them the Our Father. And in Lectio Divina, you pick a word that sticks out to you and you kind of try to meditate on it. And the word that stuck out to me was hallow, in hallowed be thy name, in the Our Father. And it just, it was just 10 minutes just in my living room. And it just changed my life. It was just this beautiful encounter with God, but it's tough to explain, but it was this deep sense of peace. You know, you kind of feel that like your stress goes down when you go for a run or you take some deep breaths. So you can kind of feel that, I would argue, much deeper than anything in the secular world. But this deep sense of peace combined though with this like depth of meaning and purpose. So hallow means to make holy. So I was like, well, is God trying to make me holy? Am I letting him make me holy? Am I supposed to be helping other people grow closer to God? Am I supposed to be serving other people? And really I was just doing my own career for my own career's sake. So it was big stress. You know, I ended up quitting my job and draining my 401k to do some crazy startup thing and all this crazy stuff. So it was big stressful questions, but I was wrestling with them in this place of real peace. And so I knew how to code a little bit. I really loved the structure of these apps. And so it was obvious for me that I wanted to do this for the rest of my life. And so we built the first version of it. And that was about 5 years ago. And we've just been just blown away by what God has done with it. He's just reached so many folks through it. I think we're almost at 20 million downloads or so, 500 million prayers have been prayed through
it.
Glory to God. But really for us, the really cool part is we just get to hear these stories of what God is doing in people's lives. I mean, we've had people who have been addicted to alcohol for decades, who haven't been able to be sober for more than a week, who are able to be sober for the first time for months. We have people who haven't been to church in 30 years who come back to church. We have young people who have body image issues who have never been able to see themselves as beautiful, who are able to see themselves as beautiful for the first time. We have people who are deeply depressed who are able to find some sense of hope and peace again in their life. I mean, it's just this incredible privilege for us to get to see what God is doing in people's lives. So it's a blessing to get to be a part of it.
I think just your story, though, in general, is also such a blessing to parents out there, because I hear so often, and even when I was campaigning, I heard people say, my kids have gotten away from God. I've stepped away. Like they were in the wilderness. They're lost. And I don't know how to ever get them back. And I think that's the beauty of the Bible, always telling us stories of the return. And we have always heard stories of that child who had a foundation built. And then suddenly that foundation, they lean on that foundation later in life without knowing it's going to come back. And those scripture verses, they just come back to them. And that sounds like your story. How many people have said to you, man, my kids are really lost. Give me some hope.
Yeah, I get it all the time from, you know, parents who are praying together on the app. Or for me, the funny thing is, and if you ask my mom, like of her kids, I have three sisters. Of her kids, who would go on to do some sort of faith-based thing, who would go on to do some sort of Christian thing, I would be the last on that list by far. I probably would have been the last on that list, you know, of anybody in our hometown, of anybody in our state, I mean, in her mind. And, you know, I'm sure her prayers
God uses
were...
people that you don't expect.
Yeah, certainly. But I mean, it just speaks to the fact, yeah, I mean, and both my mom and dad were just incredible, incredible parents. So I was very blessed. But it speaks to the fact of what God can do, what prayer can do for kids. And also, you know, for me, it's just you know, and I have two little kids now and one on the way, and I struggle with this a lot because I love my kids so much. It's a crazy experience to love something that much, but God loves it more. And God loves my kids more than I do. And so whenever I get stressed, I'm like, yeah, I can hand everything over to you, God. Like, that's easy. Like, my job, my work, all this stuff, I can hand over to you. But my kids, like, man, I really, really care about my kids. Like, I hold on to those kids tighter than anything. And yet at the same time, I know you care about them more. And you have your own plan, your own relationship with them, and you are pursuing them more than I ever could. And you're doing more in their life. You're trying to do more in their life than I ever could. And so just that trust of God's got us and pursuing us all relentlessly is something that, you know, just surrendering to God as parents is really, really hard. But especially when it comes to faith, because you feel like, it's my job to like raise Christian kids. And it's not, it's God's. Like, your job is to pray for your kids and try to set a great example. But God's the one who's got it. And so the trust and the surrender of that is really hard to do, but it's something that, you know, I think we can all, especially myself, can work on.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's such a strong statement because, you know, you as a parent feel like I have to guide you. I have to get you there. I have to. And sometimes, I mean, no matter what we're doing, there are times when we're like, I've got this, I've got to do this, but we're not doing it. We need to make sure that we're giving it over to God. So let me ask you, you talked about parents having those conversations on Hallow. How does that work? Is it like kind of like a social media? How do people connect?
Yeah, for us, it's really about praying together. So prayer, you know, you can download the app and pray through content on your own, meditate through different pieces of content, do Bible studies and scripture studies and meditations and all these things on your own. We have music and courses, tons of different types of content on the app for whatever you're interested in. But the really cool part about prayer is getting to pray together. And we're supposed to, we're called to. Jesus is very clear that you're supposed to pray together. And, you know, the church on Sundays, that is supposed to be a prayer. We get together on Sundays to pray together. That's the point of it. It's the summit of it, really. Our week should be that prayer. And prayer has real power. So, like, if you pray for something, it's real. It's really powerful. And so you're supposed to pray for other people and with other people. And it's one of the really cool parts about prayer. So we're just getting started on it. But a lot of the stuff that we do that's a bit unique, I certainly wouldn't call it a social media, any social media functionality. The point is just, you know, an example is, you know, for Easter, we're praying through kind of the early church, the church fathers, and together. And there's content that comes out together. You can invite other people to it. You go through it together with people. You can reflect on it together with people. But a lot of that conversation happens offline and in person, which is what we love. It's, you know, if you're going through a content, my mom will call me and say, oh my gosh, this sermon today was just incredible. It just changed my life. And we get to go through it together, which is really cool. So there's pieces of it that I do think are really important and more that we're trying to build where you can journey through content together. But the point is, you know, you build a personal relationship with God and then you pray together and journey with other people through that. But certainly, you know, I think one of the big benefits of the app is to try to create a place of peace. And in many ways, social media is the opposite of that.
Right.
It's a place of stress and anxiety. And so we certainly don't want, you know, how many likes is my prayer getting or any of that stuff to be the focus. What we want to be the focus is the peace that Christ offers. And, you know, doing that together as a community, but focusing on that peace.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
You talked about young people with issues with their body and all of these things that, I mean, people go through things at all ages, but is there an age group? Is there an age that you say, okay, this is the recommended age, or are all ages welcome?
Yeah. Any age that Jesus is trying to reach out to you. So, that would hopefully be all ages. You know, when we started, you know, we built it just for me personally. And so we saw most of the folks who downloaded it were kind of in the young professional range, the millennial age range. And that was kind of maybe for the first couple months. But then very quickly after that, we started seeing people from all over, from all sorts of different demographics download it. We had people who were retirees, who kind of had a little bit more time on their hands, were going to a little bit more retreats, were growing a little bit deeper in their faith life. We had people nearing the end of their own life, or friends who were nearing the end of their own life who were wrestling with that. We had parents who, you know, were new parents who were trying to figure out, how do I raise these kids? And then you got parents of teenagers who all end up being atheists. And so you're worried about, you know, what did I do? Are my kids, you know, did I screw something up? How can I be an example to my family of the faith and the spiritual life that I'm supposed to live? And then we have a bunch of, you know, we partner with schools so that we can help to pray together with kids as kids are growing up. I pray together with my daughter every night. And, you know, so we have people all over the spectrum. And really, it's especially over the last couple of years become pretty international. So we have folks in Brazil, we have a Spanish version, we have a Portuguese version, folks in the Philippines, folks in Europe, French, Italian, German. So it's been really, really pretty all over. So I would encourage anybody, you know, even if you're not super familiar with an app, we have a lot of folks who have never downloaded an app before or never really used an app before. And we try to make it as simple as possible, and also to design it in a way where, you know, a 22-year-old will download it and say, yeah, this seems like it's at the quality of a Spotify or a Netflix or whatever it is from a design and technology perspective, which I think is important because God deserves
it. Right. Yeah. Well, and people expect to be able to go there and be drawn in. And so what could draw you in more than faith in God? And so I think that's incredibly cool. But you talked about you spent 10 minutes in your family room, and that was kind of like this revelation, like, oh gosh, other people should be doing this. How long do people spend on the app? I mean, I think that's kind of one of the deterrents for moms my age. It's like, oh, how can I spend time on one more thing? But this is, I think if you are taking time out of your day to spend with God, you're going to be incredibly rewarded. But sometimes it can be overwhelming, the thought of doing that. So how much time do people on average spend?
Yeah, I mean, it can really be anything. So we have sessions on there that are literally a minute, so 30, 60 seconds. We have sessions on there that are 10 minutes, 20 minutes. I mean, you can spend an hour on there. You can spend hours and hours on there. We have people who do, you know, holy hours every day who are praying with the app through it. But I would say usually it's somewhere between 10 and 20 minutes. And, you know, it's an interesting thing. And certainly you can start with 5, work your way up to 10, or you can start with 1 and work your way up to 5. It takes a couple minutes to really be able to enter into silence, which is really the core of what we're trying to do is to enter into silence, which is where I think, you know, at the core is where we find God. But the And so it can take a couple minutes, especially if you're new to it, but 10 minutes can be too much for folks who haven't, you know, sat in silence for a while or haven't been guided through a scripture meditation or something for a while. So starting with whatever makes the most sense. But I think it was a saint who said it, which is, you know, whenever you're too busy to pray, you have to pray twice. You have to spend twice as much time praying, which is, I mean, it's funny because, you know, as Christians, we like to think that this whole, and this comes back to what we were talking about with kids, but we like to think that everything's kind of like ours to do. Like we have to figure out how to get all the work done. And the funny thing is, even when you reflect on like your secular job, at least for me, the biggest impacts, certainly you have to work hard and you can't be lazy, and working hard is very important, very good virtue. But like the biggest things just seem to come, you know, and it's from God. God is the one doing the work. When we're working for him and with him for something that's good, he's the one really doing the work. He wants us to be a part of it, but he's the one doing the work. And for us to approach things with the peace and the love and the joy, that's the job of a Christian. It's not to, you know, really crush your job. It's to let God take over your heart and to surrender your whole life to him. And so prayer is the foundation of everything. Everything should be scheduled around prayer in your life. And ideally, you should make your whole day a prayer and pause for times of silence, but then also turn your work into prayer. And so there's a bunch of, you know, I think reasons why you should try to prioritize prayer. But for me, it's just been, you know, days just seem to go a lot better. You just have a lot more peace. You have a lot more love when you start your day off with God, with gratitude, with humility, and can approach the day from, you know, what God do you want me to do today? And there's just something freeing and joyful about it.
You know, we've had a lot of doctors on this podcast talking about various different things. And one of the overwhelming themes that we even hear from the medical community is that they see patients who handle trauma better, who handle depression, who get out of depression, if they're able to focus on faith. And even we've had some pastors on here as well who have said, you know, it is hard for us when we have a couple come to us and say, we're struggling in our marriage, we have these problems at home, you know, we have a depressed child, something like that. They're like, if you focus on faith, those things will be reduced or get better or disappear. And oftentimes, I think we do think, I got to do this. That's why I think Hallow is so interesting. It kind of forces you to have that different perspective. And then once you have that different perspective, that can become a way of life. And having prayer as a way of life, as you just said, this is you're very calm and able to move forward with your day. I mean, it's funny that you started out with an app called Calm looking for that, and you've been able to create that as a way of life.
Yeah. And I think faith is such a unique thing because it's so deep. And I mean, it's by definition as deep as you can get, because what we're meditating and praying with is the source of everything. So, you know, the fascinating thing is, even, you know, it's not like your life becomes stress-free if you become a prayerful person. It's not like your life becomes stress-free it's not like Jesus's life wasn't without suffering. It was very full of suffering and difficulty. And, you know, but what it does is it transforms everything. So instead of you worrying about, you know, your plans for your own life, all you focus on is, God, just help me to do what you want me to do. And when there's suffering, which there certainly will be, Christ like very explicitly promises, in this world we will have trouble. But it transforms the suffering into like an opportunity to say, okay, God, I trust you. You're going to bring something good out of this. And even in the midst of this, I'm going to use this to give you glory somehow. And, you know, that can be really, really hard. I mean, we've gotten stories from people, to your point. We had a woman write to us who said, I was in such a deep and dark place. I am confident that over the next week, I would have committed suicide. Mm-hmm. I would have killed myself had it not been for the grace that God gave me through this app. I was broken into a million pieces. And I felt like everyone I loved had left me. Everything I cared about was gone. But I realized that Christ was still there with me, and he scooped me up and put me back together again. And my life is, my family's back together, all this stuff. I mean, it's all this joy and glory came of the suffering. Through the suffering, she was able to find Christ. And there's just such a, you know, it's certainly not a solve for everything. You certainly, exercise is still super important, and mental health is still, you know, a many multifaceted problem that many folks need professional help with. But there's just something about living a life of prayer that's just the foundation of everything that makes life a lot, you know, it's like real peace. It's real rest. Christ tells you it's you're going to have a cross. You're going to let down your worries and you're going to take up mine, but it's going to be easy. It's going to be light. And you're going to find real rest, like real peace, not like, hey, I'm going to go watch a Netflix thing at the end of the day to de-stress. It's like, no, I'm going to give you real lasting peace that calms your mind. And that gives you, in this world that we live in, which is just so crazy and so stressful and so angering and so frustrating and so anxious. It's like, I think I think we all hunger for this real sense of peace.
Well, I think it's interesting because we're in a world where people are saying, you know, everybody's getting away from faith and young people are not focused on faith. And yet here's an app that reaches number one in the App Store, first religious app to reach number one in the App Store. What is that like?
If I looked outside right now and I saw 1,000 people praying with this app altogether, I'd be like, wow, that's an incredible number of people praying. Like that's way more than I ever could have imagined. I built it just for me. So this is fun. I mean, it's all just a blast. And to get to pray with 1,000 people, that's incredible. That's a huge church. That's awesome. 10,000 people is, wow, that's a massive crowd of people. 50,000 people, 100,000 people. I couldn't even see that far. And so 1 million people, 10 million people, 20 million people, it's just God changing people's lives in a way beyond what we could ever have imagined. And it was fun. The number one thing was a blast because Temu, one of the Chinese social media apps or whatever, was number one for a while. And they ran like 6 Super Bowl commercials. I think they ran exactly 6 Super Bowl commercials and spend $1.5 billion a year on Whoa. Facebook advertising. And so for us to be able to like jump up to the number one spot was just awesome. I mean, it just speaks to the glory of God. I think every app in the top 10 had 10,000 plus employees, and we have, you know, 80 or so folks working on this thing. And so it was just this awesome. But for us still, it's, you know, I keep coming back to these, but funnily, the, you know, in the earliest, so we just started Halo in like 2018, and at the end of 2018, we launched it. And we weren't sure if we were going to do this for real, but we wanted it for ourselves, and we thought it was helpful. And so we might as well try to help ourselves get into heaven a little bit better. And we had some friends and family download it and try it. And we had, you know, there was the story that still sticks in my mind to this day. My aunt had just lost her son, my cousin, who's 45 years old or so, 42, I think. And he, it was heartbreaking, went to the hospital, said he had chest pains. They said, you're fine, checked him out. He went home and died that night in his sleep. He had just gotten married and his wife had just gotten pregnant. And so like my aunt, my godmother, was heartbroken, just like absolutely devastated, obviously, and couldn't get out of bed, couldn't eat. And our whole, we have this big family, a bunch of cousins, bunch of uncles. We were all just really worried about her. And we're really focused on like, okay, well, what can we do to try to, you know, get her to eat or try to help her in some way? And we launched this app. I had no idea she downloaded it, but she did. And, you know, of like a couple dozen people. And she started praying with it, and it just had a few sessions on it, just about, the season leading up to Christmas. And so it was just about hope and peace and love and just written generically. And she sent us this email like 2 weeks after we launched. And she just said, hey, I just wanted to let you know, I didn't think I'd be able to make it through my first Christmas without my son. It's always a time of stress and anxiety trying to figure out gifts and visiting people and all that stuff. But like to do it without my son for the first year, I didn't think I'd be able to make it through it. And I just wanted to let you know that this app has reminded me, that the little meditations on this app have reminded me that I'm able to have hope still, even in this time of even in the worst time in my life, I'm able to have hope still. And I just broke down on the floor, bawling tears. And I remember I looked at my co-founder and I was just like, if we do nothing else, if in our whole life, if we work for the next 50 years, if we spend everything, everything we have, we ruin our reputations, everybody hates us, but we got this one note from it. Like that, yeah, I would do that again. 100 times over, I'd do that again. And we get those notes all the time now of people who have lost kids, of people who are dealing with like really dark, really tough stuff and who are really lost. And to be able to see what God can do in their lives, how he can reach out to us, especially those of us who are most lost, and we're all a little bit lost. We can all grow closer to God, but especially the folks who are in the toughest places and give them his peace. I mean, it's just like, Yeah. So in terms of like, whether it's 10 million or 20 million, if we can get one more of those notes in the next, you know, we just got one today about some incredible miracle that God worked in people's lives. But if we can just keep helping God reach out to the folks who are lost, that's really what we're focused on.
That is so amazing. Boy, God is faithful, isn't he? When you serve him, he is faithful to his servants.
He is good. He is good all the time.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For folks that want to check this out, is it something you have to pay for? How does it work?
So it's an app if you have a smartphone or an iPad or a computer, but the easiest is on your phone. You go to the App Store, you type in Hallow, H-A-L-L-O-W, like Hallow would be thy name, and then just download it. It's the purple one, and you can download it for free. We have a ton of thousands of free sessions that you can try for free forever. No credit card required, no trial, anything. The way that we support ourselves is through a subscription if you like it and want to give it a try. It unlocks additional content, and it comes with a free trial, so you can see if it's worth it for a bit and cancel if it's not, and don't get charged anything. And yeah, you just choose a session, choose a length, close your eyes, and press play. But yeah, that's how H-A-L-L-O-W on any app store.
I love that so much. I have a daughter who is very driven by faith. And it's funny to me because I believe that this is all linked back to prayer early in her life, because like you said, I know it's not me and I know it's something greater than me, but, and I don't know what her future is. You know, it's like one of those things where as they're growing and you see them changing and growing, you're like, I don't know how this is happening and I don't know where this is going, but I know when, and I think I've shared this story before. When she was 5 years old, she was a thumb sucker, and it was very hard for her to stop. And she wanted to stop. And we had had all kinds of conversations about it. And I was like, Larkin, you just have to give this up. And I will never forget. I said to her, why don't we pray about it? And she said, okay, let's do that. And this had been months of trying to get her to stop, maybe even a year. And so we sat down, we prayed together, and she said, she felt the need to put her blanket away that night because it was kind of like a thing she did. She held the blanket, she sucked her thumb. She put the blanket away that night. The next night, brought the blanket back out, never sucked her thumb again. And I feel like that knowledge of like, you ask and he is faithful and he gives to you. And she is just such a faithful kid. The other day she said they were going over to a friend's house and the girls were all like, what do you want to do? We have the day off school. What do you want to do? And she said, Why don't we have a Bible study together? And of course, all of the other freshman girls were like, no, because they go to a Christian school. But I'm like, there's something about this little girl that, like, oh, I look at her, so I'm like, beautiful. You are so much more impressive than anyone I know. But it's just so fun to see her. And that's why when I think about your app and hear you talking, I'm like, that security and foundation that she has, and that you found again, I understand you're wanting to share this because it's amazing. So thank you for what you do.
Yeah. Kids are kids just have a special, a lot of people have said that, a lot of theologians or pastors or saints or whatever have said, kids are just so much closer to the spiritual life than I think we are. I have a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old. And they're just, they just like hear the voice of Jesus regularly. And they're just mm-hmm. I just heard Jesus. And it's just so cool. But I think what it speaks to is, a lot of people fall away from their faith. Especially people who like go to church as part of, it's because it's what people do. We go to church. That's the routine. You go to church. But so the question is like, well, what's the strongest way to keep people in a lifelong, relationship with the church? And it's a personal relationship with God. I mean, there's just nothing through spirituality, through prayer. That's how we have a relationship with God. But if you have a relationship with God, then there's just nothing. I mean, the chances of you sticking with that are just so much higher than like, I was convinced by some argument or I agreed with some political thing or whatever it is. It's no, this is, for me, this is as real as my relationship with my wife. It's as real as my relationship with my mom and my dad. It's the person I talk to every day who I love deeply with my whole heart. And it's like, that's never going to change. I'm going to love this guy forever. And I'm never going to not think he's there. Of course he's there. It's as real to me as my wife is. But the kids thing for us is a real blessing. We had somebody send us a note. They were praying with the app with their, I think it was a 7-year-old or so. And she had seen something on the news about the Chinese, this was like a year and a half ago, maybe at the Chinese spy balloon or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that was a year ago. And she had no idea what it was, but she said she was really stressed. And so she couldn't fall asleep because she was worried about the Chinese spy balloon and the 7-year-old. Yeah. And it just speaks to like the stress that our life is, just our world is. But she's like, I'm just so worried about this Chinese spy balloon. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And the mom was like, it's okay. Let's do a hallow session. And so they did a hallow session, and it happened to be a session we wrote like 5 years ago. And it was a meditation about let all of your worries and stresses, imagine them filling a balloon, fill the balloon all up, and then let the balloon go and let it rise up to God. And let him catch the balloon in heaven and let it go and let it float into God's hands. And the daughter was just, just total random luck that it was God, obviously, but just total coincidence that was the session that they picked. And she just looks at her mom and she just goes, Jesus heard me. He knew I was stressed about the balloon, and he's here, and I let it go. And it was just such a beautiful, but like kids are just so, they're such a great example to us of what like real spiritual life is supposed to be and what real love is supposed to be. And especially when they have the blessing of being able to have a personal relationship with God, it's just an honor to get to journey alongside them.
It is true. Kids have this weird, like you can't really have these discussions with them of like, what exactly is happening in your mind right now? But you see things. I remember one night putting my daughter to bed, and she looked over and was clearly looking at an empty spot in the room. And she said, oh, Jesus is here. And then she fell asleep. I was like, what? What? I like, wait a minute, let's go back to that, but what did she say? I don't know, but they're believers and they have a relationship. I mean, like you said, this is a relationship for them. And I didn't have that blessing growing up. That wasn't exactly my upbringing. And it's obviously my faith journey has changed, but I will never forget when I first started getting into Bible study, a family saying, they had a tragedy. They were on the beach. One of the kids went under. The Coast Guard found the baby's body, brought it up. They started, fell immediately to prayer. And the Coast Guard afterwards said, people who drown don't float. You don't just find them. We don't know how this happened. Like, the minute they knew he was missing, they started immediately in prayer. And the baby was revived fine. And still to this day, no issues from that. And I remember at the time thinking, what is it like to have a tragedy and go immediately to prayer? But once you have that relationship, it's exactly like what you said. It's like going to your spouse. It's so natural. Like, Jesus, help me. You've got this. I don't. And so I think that's beautiful that you are leading people into that. And I have grown in that over my lifetime. And I just think that anybody who's listening, if you are at that place where you're like, what is missing in my life? It's probably this.
Yeah. God is pretty much the whole thing. So the whole point of life is a relationship with God. But yeah, I mean, prayer is so cool because it's, and so beautiful because it can have such, it's not just, you know, people often reduce it down to like secular meditation or like going for a run. What does this do for me? And it's like, well, does it make me a little bit happier? Does it make me live longer? Does it make me, you know, more resilient to sickness or what scientific, which it does a lot of those things, which is really cool. And it's funny because the secular world then keeps trying to pick away pieces of prayer and make them their own trend. Right. So it's like, oh, gratitude. You have to have a gratitude practice. And it's like, okay, yeah, that's like a morning prayer. And it's like, you have to reflect on your day at the end of the day. And it's like, okay, yeah, that's like a night prayer. And it's like, and you have to have something bigger than yourself. And it's like, yeah, like God. But it's not about, and it can do really cool things is the cool part. It's much bigger than just this like mental health effect, which it is, but it's much bigger than that. It's real. So it can change reality. So you can pray. We have like dozens and dozens, hundreds of these miracle stories where doctors say, this person is dead. This person is dead. There's no way that this person comes back, or this person has a disease that is so far gone. There has not been a person who has survived this. And then through some miracle of prayer, they survive. And it's this miraculous thing. But it's the really interesting part about prayer. And I get this question a lot. It's like, well, what does this do for me? It's like, yeah, that's an interesting question. But the more interesting question is, the point of prayer is not what does it do for you. The point of the prayer is what can you do for God? Like, what are you supposed to be doing for God? And sometimes that's really terrible suffering. And sometimes that is God giving you incredible gifts. But it's, how can I let God take over my whole life? Like, how can I surrender my whole heart so that it's no longer mine and it's God's? Just like St. Paul says. And that, to me, is the really cool part of prayer. It comes with, like, seek first the kingdom of God. And then, yeah, you'll get all this joy and this peace and this happiness and all this stuff. But the point is, how can I give my whole life to God? And then the question of like, well, can I fit in a 10-minute prayer is such a funny question in the course of my day, because it's like, well, my whole day is supposed to be God's. So of course I can give him 10 minutes.
I love it. I love it. It's been such a joy talking to you and hearing about the app. And I encourage anybody out there to go download that today and get into those prayer sessions, because it really is so valuable, because you will become the hands and feet. And that's what we're supposed to be. So Alex Jones, thank you so much for being here.
Glory to God. It was an honor to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you all for joining us on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. For this episode and others, go to TudorDixonPodcast.com. You can subscribe right there or head over to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, and join us next time. Have a blessed day.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279. Or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.